So I'm here with Davo after a 2-1 away win at Yate in the FA Cup. I suppose, Davo, the first thing to say is you must be absolutely delighted with the result today.
Yeah, chuffed a bit with the result. It's a fantastic result for us. Yate's an established side in this level. You know, they may be on harder times at the moment, but they're still a force at this level, and we've never really done well here. So it was good. You know, you're going to have to excuse a little bit of background noise. We are on a coach. We took advantage of the coach that you can get in FA Cup games, because we took advantage of that. So that was good, and it's been really good for us to have be together all the way up. It makes a difference, and you know, I moan, and people probably think I'm moaning that we all have to make our own way to games, but it makes such a difference to be all together and to arrive in a bit of comfort and no stress and all together. So that's been good, and like you say, the result's fantastic, so I'm really pleased.
Yeah, you say about the coach. Obviously, normally for games you travel away, and I've been lucky enough to be able to get on the coach today. And you can see the spirit in the lads, and you can see that by travelling together it does make a difference, and that must set you up for the game today far better than travelling up in cars.
Yeah, it does, and I think people probably, as I said, are bored of me saying it, but it makes a massive, massive difference. You know, I've played in good teams over the years, and we have coaches. It's just normal to have a coach to a game, and lads are arriving in dribs and drabs and stuff. It is difficult, and it's no coincidence that we've had a poor away record over the last few years. So while we had the opportunity to do it, we've done it, and I'm really pleased. And we got the rewards of it with a fantastic result in an FA Cup, which means a lot to us as players and the squad and the staff, and us as a club as well. So yeah, it's really good.
And if we just look at the game, I mean, a mediocre start to the season by your standards, and it sort of started a little bit like that again today, didn't it? The first 10 minutes weren't great, and you found yourself a goal down, managed to get yourself back into the game, but the first half really looked like a game of two teams that were maybe suffering a little bit on confidence.
Yeah, I'd say that's true. I was very disappointed with our start. It's a strange pitch. It's a huge pitch, particularly in terms of width, and and it's a nice pitch. The quality of the pitch is really good, and I think there was players out there playing football that they shouldn't be playing just because it's a nice big pitch, and dropping off and not really doing it with enough quality, and that cost us for the first goal. We were trying to play out the back. We always looked to try and play, but we were overdoing it, and it. It bite us on the backside. Poor pass out of defence. Picked up by the lad. He sort of drifted inside two or three players. And I didn't think he caught it very well, but it went in the top corner. It seemed to sort of swerve into the top corner for a good goal from their point of view. But poor that we gave the ball away and didn't chart, close the effort down as well. So that was disappointing. But to be fair, we bounced back really well from it. 15, 20 minutes in, we decided to go a bit longer from goal kicks just to start off, just to give us a foothold in the game, and then build from there, and I thought we did that. We got up the pitch further, then we started to play, and our nice bits of football were paying off. We got the equaliser, good bit of play from Danilo, drifted inside, got a shot off, keeper's saved it, and Chalky's prolific at the moment, and followed up and smashed it in to equalise, so that was good. I thought we were in control of the game at that point and probably needed to get another couple of goals, a goal or two, and get ahead at half time. But to be honest, we were relatively content with 1-1 at half time, I thought.
Yeah, and although it was 1-1 at half time, and that might not sound to some people listening that fantastic, but to go in, and you, as you said, you're in control, much the better side, to go in at 1-1, you must have been pleased, and it must have been not an easy team talk, but it certainly must have been a lot easier than some of the ones you've delivered recently.
Yeah, it is and it isn't, because you want to sort of. It's difficult to know whether to praise them and say they're doing okay, or criticise them for the start of the half. But yeah, we were quite pleased. We thought we looked like a decent team as the half wore on. As I said, we started dreadfully, but built into the game. And you'd rather go into half time off the back of some good play at the end of the half than the other way around, because you've got something to build on. And I was very confident at half time, and I said to him, we need to go out and do it again and get ourselves another foothold in the game in the second half. And I thought we did that. I thought the second half was I thought it was more us than them. It was relatively end-to-end, but it was certainly more us than them. We looked dangerous. I didn't think they really looked like scoring, to be honest. And we looked like scoring quite often. So, I thought we started the half quite well, didn't you?
Yeah, the second half mirrored the sort of set of the last 35 minutes of the first half. Much a better side in control of the game, created chances. I suppose the only nervous part for you must have been the last, obviously, 10 or 15 minutes when they're chasing the game and they've virtually thrown two up front. Then they've, as I say, basically put the centre-half up top as well, so they've got a three, and then you've got the keeper coming up for corners, and obviously they're desperate at that point. But again, I thought you held your resolve and defended well.
Yeah, we did. I mean, when did we get the goal? About 20 minutes to go, was it? 25 minutes or something? A corner got whipped in. I took the corner. Went on to Simbo, headed it in well, good header, and we looked dangerous from set pieces all game. I thought we should have had a couple more. Just after that, they had one cleared off the line, chalky header, and we looked like we were going to score a lot from set pieces, and we are a big, quite a big side. We look to play, but we are quite a big side, so we can deal with, we can attack well from set pieces, and also if they're lumping it in there, we can deal with it. And that's what I thought happened as the game wore on. I said they put another striker on, then they chucked another the centre forward, and they were just pumping it in there, and we had to deal with it. And I thought we dealt with it really well. They didn't really, I didn't think they ever looked like scoring, to be honest. A couple of things sort of drifted past the post, but they didn't have a chance. They didn't open us up. And, full credit to the lads. So they battled hard, and they really probably deserved the result. I was going to say the 3 points, because we were having a little joke about that, saying get the 3 points. So we thoroughly deserve the place in the next round, and we look forward to playing Slimbridge. It'll be a similar sort of game. I think they're a little bit stronger than Yate, but we actually saw them play against Yate, funnily enough, so we know a bit about them, but we'll have more info on them before we play them. But before then, let's look forward to the next few league games. To Kempston next week at home, I think. So we look forward to that, and then Farnborough. So we're looking forward to a week's training now. We've not had a chance to do so much training of late because of the games that we've had and stuff, so we're looking forward to the week ahead, and off the back of this result, let's hope it kickstarts our season. We've had a mediocre start, I've said that. I think we've deserved more than we've got in terms of 4 points, but we've got 4 points, which is about very average, and hopefully this is a kickstart for us.
And just my opinion, but I just want to recognise two maybe standout performances for me. One from Danilo out wide, who gave the fullback a torrid time all afternoon, and then Chalky or Ben White continues to score goals. And I laugh because you're pointing at yourself for a standout performance, but and Chalky Ben White, who continues to score goals, and I think he's got one a game for you now.
Yeah. I don't know, I can talk about Chalky all the time. He's a good player, he's our sort of talisman, and showed it again today. It was good to see, he come back 5 minutes into the game and had a go at the defenders for doing things they shouldn't be doing. That's a leader, that's what a leader does, and he's learning that, and I was pleased with him for doing that, and he was right as well. And yeah, he's done well. Danilo had their left back, gave him a torrid time. He seemed like he was desperate for the game to end, and he ended up going off, didn't he? We just need to work a few bits on Danilo's sort of final delivery, final shot. But he's a good player. He's enjoying it with us, and I love having him with us. But there was a lot of standout performances. I was pleased with various of the performances. I was pleased with all the defenders. I thought Zach Gill was excellent. He's taken some criticism from us, but I thought today he was everything I wanted him to be alongside Rossi. So lots of good performances. Good result. Really pleased. Let's kickstart from here.
And as you say, it tees up a home tie against Slimbridge in the next round. And I suppose well done today, and best of luck for the home tie.
Yeah, thanks, mate. And just to say, good luck to Yate. Thanks for their hospitality. I've been reading their forum. They seem not particularly happy, some of their supporters. I've said on the last interview, it made me laugh that they're saying a grand a week budget. You cannot put a good team out for that every week, and as I said, I'll dream about that. We get less than half of that, so we're obviously doing a good job here to beat sides like that. But I wish them well. They're a good club. They've been good at this level and a league above, and I'm sure that they'll go well. But thanks for the hospitality, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers.